This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's another good one on today's show. Our listener Dylan finds out where he was created. They didn't even make it up the stairs. Plot spoiler. The four details from his mum on where do you think they were. The cringiest one yet. Definitely.
Do you reckon?
They kind of get like the stages are going up each week. Also, we speak to Alex Ferris, as in Wheel, and hear from other people who have to say as in every time they explain their name. I particularly enjoyed Lisa Wheat, as in Shredded. And can I get you a day off? Because, and I keep forgetting this, I am actually a doctor of arts.
I know you don't like the nature element to this, but I really have got to underline, before you hear this podcast, please bear in mind that you cannot catch an STI from a ladybird.
Absolutely not. All will become clear. We had Freya Ridings on the show yesterday. I gave her a singing lesson. Did you see what she put on Instagram?
Oh no, I've not seen Instagram. No, what did she put?
I put, hope the vocal coaching helped a little. She says, honestly, I don't know how I ever got on stage or sang before this vocal coaching session. Thank you so much, Scott and Chris. See, they do appreciate
it. Well, you say they appreciate it. Is the feedback, do you ever sense a tiny bit sarcastic or not? Oh God, look how offended you are.
I'm not hearing any sarcasm in
no,
that.
No, of course not.
But then, towards the end of the show yesterday, some people were texting in saying they couldn't hear Freya's voice. During the interview and during the vocal coaching session.
Laughter.
No.
Nope.
I know.
They're lying.
Laughter.
No.
Nope.
I know.
They're lying.
Jackie's one of those people. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, guys.
So when I play that to you, where are you, by the way?
Scotland.
Whereabouts?
West Lothian. It's near Edinburgh.
Okay. When I play this, what do you hear?
Laughter.
No.
Nope.
I know.
They're lying.
Just silence.
Pardon?
Just silence. I don't hear anything.
Can't hear anything.
Nothing.
Can I try again?
Laughter.
No.
Nope.
I know.
They're lying.
Laughter.
No.
Nope.
I know.
They're lying.
Laughter.
No.
Nope.
I know.
What happened there? What happened there?
Nothing. Is it because I'm Scottish? Is that?
I don't know.
It
it's just weird. Maybe right. Some people are like texting in now. Going, I can't hear a thing. I think it's one of those things that you either can or can't hear. I don't know whether it's an age thing or a class thing. I don't know, but right. That's really strange.
Mm.
All right, well, thanks very much for your call, Jackie.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Scott Mills.
Right, so it turns out this is a clip from the Freya Rising interview yesterday.
Laughter. No.
Nope.
I know.
They're lying.
People are saying they either can't hear anything at all or what they're hearing is just like gibberish, like gobbledygook. It doesn't make any sense.
They're lying.
Do you think it's a posh thing, do you think? Only super posh can hear or something.
Laughter.
What are you hearing here?
Nope.
I know.
They're lying.
Laughter.
No.
Nope.
I know.
They're lying.
Laughter.
Just Freya, isn't it?
Yeah. But some people are just hearing that it's like nonsense. It's doing loads of people's head in.
Scott Mills.
Christina the Queens, $5. The 1975 and 21 Pilots coming up. She's speaking Sims.
Laughter.
Yeah. Oh, did you notice this yesterday? Oh, you probably didn't because you were involved, but Freya Ridings, you were a little bit weird with her with some of the things that you said.
Where are you? I'm leaving you.
I am.
Good. Do you love me?
Well, I'm off to the Isle of Fernandez.
When you play it like that, obviously, without the music, then it's
good.
It's going to sound weird. Like, it's really hard to do, like, with a really good singer, after they've done, like, their best note, you go, good.
Scott Mills.
We don't do it often, but every time I bring up the idea, well, the fact that I've got an honorary degree, I can see Chris getting more and more annoyed.
Wow, you sort of gifted it. It doesn't count for me, but we'll go with this anyway.
It's still a degree, honorary degree. Just because you have to pay for university.
Scott Mills.
Okay, can I get one of our listeners tomorrow off work using my... What do you just call it? A fake degree?
Yeah, your fake degree there. The one you were gifted.
Very kindly, Solent University in Southampton made me a Doctor of Arts quite a few years ago now. So surely I can get you a sick note for work tomorrow, right?
Scott Mills.
Okay, let me try and use my doctor powers. Nicole, where do you work?
I work at Regis Express at Gatwick Airport.
Do you want tomorrow off work?
That'd be good.
Why?
Good start to the weekend. Early start to the weekend, 3-day weekend.
Any particular reason?
Well, I've just come back from Florida with my fiancé from 2-week holiday, so you know, one extra day would be good.
I get what you mean. Like, you come back from a holiday, you don't want to have to do a full week, do you?
Yeah.
You need to be...
Well, this is a full week, but yeah, a full-day week would be good.
You need to be eased back in.
Yeah.
Nicole, be honest, what are you planning tonight? A few drinks?
Yeah, probably.
Don't really want to get up tomorrow morning and go to Gatwick?
No.
Okay. Do you know what you need?
Yeah.
You need a doctor's note.
Oh, yeah.
And I am an actual doctor. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah. I am.
Real. Really?
You don't believe me. Look it up. I am Dr. Scott Mills, and I always choose it when I'm ordering something online in the drop-down.
Nice.
Yeah, but you're also a lord, aren't you? And you never choose that from the drop-down. Yeah, I'm sure that you got one of those things that makes you a lord.
I completely forgot about that. I'm not sure whether they're real, but I am actually a doctor.
You know the certificates that you can get for Christmas? I'm sure you got one of those.
But they're not real, are they? Are they?
I don't know.
Anyway, like, it's great when a package arrives with Dr. Scott Mills on it. It never stops, like, being great.
Nice.
A Doctor of Arts, actually, Nicole, but...
Yeah.
I think that more than qualifies me to call your boss. What's his name or her name?
His name is Barry McKenzie.
Okay. Is he a good boss?
He's amazing. Okay. Yeah. Best boss I've ever had.
Right, so I'm going to try and get a doctor's note for you. Well, I'm going to produce a doctor's note, issue one. And try and get you tomorrow off.
If it's better than a doctor's note, this, isn't it? Because when you speak to Big Boss Barry, it's actually like getting the doctor in touch with the boss directly.
Oh,
It's better than a doctor's note.
Right, what can we say is wrong with you, though? This needs to be discussed.
I don't know.
I heard a great one the other day, Scott, actually. Something I was thinking we could maybe talk about more, but I was reading something about ladybirds spreading STIs. There's like thousands of ladybirds that have arrived in the UK that are spreading STIs.
Well, that's it then.
So maybe we could just say you've got a touch of the ladybirds or something.
Yeah, you could do that. Sounds good.
Cool. Okay, wait right there. I'm going to speak to Barry in a minute and we'll do it after this, okay?
Scott Mills.
If you ever need me to try and get you a day off work with your boss, I mean, I've got this doctorate. Let's use it. Do you know what I'm saying? 81199. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Doctor.
I'm about to call Barry, your boss, now and see if I can get you tomorrow off work because 3-day weekend would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, please.
Hang on right there.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, is that Barry, the boss?
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah.
Hello, Barry. It's Dr. Scott Mills here.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, not bad. Good.
Now, there's a girl that works with you called Nicole.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm afraid I've got some terrible news.
What is it?
She can't make it into work tomorrow.
Why is that then?
Well, this is kind of like a verbal doctor's note. Can I be honest, Barry?
Yeah, please do.
She's contracted an STI from a ladybird.
Is that possible?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's going to be fine. We can treat it, but it's just that she will probably need tomorrow off, if that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's a sitting down job, so, I mean, it doesn't take much energy.
Yeah, she's not up to it, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's...
I mean, I'll issue a proper note to you as well. But just if you can take this as a verbal doctor's note that Nicole won't be at work tomorrow.
Okay, so you're going to email me, or
I can email you. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much for your help.
All right. Cheers.
Okay, and she'll be back. When's she due back in after tomorrow?
Monday.
Yes, she'll be fine by then. All right. Thanks so much. Thanks
All right,
for your
thanks
time.
For your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's as easy as that, Nicole. You happy?
Yep, we're happy.
That is bonkers. Yeah. That's a day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because STI.
That's good.
Well, that,
he was like, is that even,
good.
Is that even
good,
possible? It's not good, no, but you haven't really. And you've got a day off. Boom.
Ridiculous.
Amazing.
It's that thing where you're just not expecting the call. You're like, you're so confused, you just go, okay then.
Never. I know. He probably didn't even expect it.
And let's be honest, Barry probably wouldn't know who I am.
No idea who you are.
No idea.
No, he's heard of Radio 1, but I don't think he actually knows.
Yeah. Well, that works in our favour, yeah.
Win-win either way. Sorry, very quickly as well, just because I've been reading on my phone about the ladybird, the whole ladybird thing. I don't think it's that you can catch an STI from a ladybird. It's just that loads of ladybirds are...
Okay, well, it worked anyway, so all good.
...in the UK.
Perfect, thank you so
and
much.
And they've got STIs.
Have a great three-day weekend, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Love you, bye.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
I was saying on our last show... Not the people, not the celebrities, but their names annoy me written down. And actually, quite a lot of you felt the same. Like Greg Wallace, far too many G's. Who's this?
This is Alex from Bournemouth.
Hey, Alex, how can I help you?
Talking about the irritating names, I'm actually quite irritated by my own name.
You don't like your own name?
It's my surname, Ferris.
Alex Ferris, what's wrong with that?
Ferris, it's not the easiest name to get across the phone sometimes. I work in a call centre, so maybe 100 calls a day. People ask me, how are you spelling Ferris? Every single time, it's like the wheel.
Do you always have to qualify it then? You've got to say, Alex Ferris, yes, like the wheel.
Yeah.
I have to do this, though. I can relate Ferris, so I like calling people by their last names. So on University Challenge, it's just fun. I can relate to this, though, Ferris. What I have to do when I say my name, I've always got to go Chris Stark, as in naked.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they think my name is Chris Spark.
Fair enough.
Do you actually say that as in naked?
Yeah, always got to say it as in naked. Well, how else would you say it?
I'd say it like off of Game of Thrones.
That's the phone chat that you have with them often, isn't it? Right. Where they're like, oh, I don't suppose you're on Game of Thrones, are you? It's like, no, obviously not. Yeah. And then the other one is, you're not related to Iron Man, are you?
Oh, God. There'll be a lot of people listening that have to say Ferris like the wheel. When there's a like the, that gets annoying. It gets old really quick, doesn't it, Alex?
Yeah, my manager finds it hilarious as well. And every time he's like, right, Ferris, like the wheel.
Yeah, maybe your name's Cox. So it'll be like Cox, like the apples.
Yeah.
I prefer Ferris to Cox, I'm not going to lie.
Scott Mills. I've been
looking for. Oh, wow, there's so many of these. Good afternoon, Ant in Stoke. Surname is Warburton, so like the bread.
This person's last name is Beals, so they always get, you're not related to Ian, are you? Obviously not, because he's Beal and I'm Beals.
And also, he's not real.
And not real, yeah, true.
Ashley from Swansea. Yes, it's John as in Elton. Oh no, it's Elton as in John. That's even better. Oh wow. So many. Coleman, like the mustard. That's Michelle. Yeah. Got any more there? There's loads.
There's so many, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Birch.
Bodily.
Like the tree.
But this one, my surname is Bodily. And they always say bodily as in fluids.
No, they don't. Well, you don't want to hear that from your bank.
That's Sarah from Edinburgh.
My name is Gins, as in two gins and tonics, please. Really good. Clark like the shoe. That's
Peacock
James.
Like the bird.
Yeah.
That's for Chelsea. Yeah.
This week on Bangers has been weird. That was 5 Seconds of Summer. Since a dog made the decision on Bangers on Monday, all sorts of the animal kingdom have been on.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Beth.
Hiya.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm at Bristol Zoo.
Bristol Zoo? Oh, I love Bristol Zoo. Do you work there?
I do. I'm one of the keepers.
Okay, so what are you looking after? What animals have we got today on Bangers?
So you've got squirrel monkeys.
Squirrel monkeys? Oh, they're the cute little ones.
They are. They're a nightmare, but in a fun way.
So how do squirrel monkeys differ from your sort of bog-standard stereotypical monkey?
They're just very naughty, and they like grabbing everything and playing with you. They're very loud as well, so yeah, that's kind of it, really.
Are they with you now?
They are.
I can't hear them.
I'll try and make them get. Try and get them to make a bit of noise. Here we go. Can you hear them now?
No. but fine. Like, describe
what's
going
on.
Like.
I'm not lying, I promise.
If there's loads of them, what are they doing around you? Are they just sort of, I don't know.
They're sat eating at the moment and trying to play with my hair.
Okay.
They're on lunch.
And how many are you with right now?
So I've got about 10 or 11 in here right now.
Oh, right. So, I mean, obviously the Bangers decision will be easy if there's 10 or 11.
Hopefully.
I've got to tell you, Beth, I don't trust them.
Don't trust their decision making.
No, I don't trust monkeys since that one time in Sri Lanka. I told you about this, Chris.
What happened? I don't remember.
I had a shower that was kind of see-through glass and looked onto the balcony of my hotel room. And as I was in the shower, naked, a monkey jumps onto the balcony, looks me right in the eye, grabs my Snickers, which I was looking forward to, unwraps it while still maintaining eye contact, and then eats it in front of my own eyes and then scarpers off.
That's great. So ate the Snickers, like almost had a Snickers break just watching you.
And maintained eye contact. That's
yeah,
fab.
All the way through. Right, okay, let's see what the monkeys are saying then. The squirrel monkeys.
Okay.
My choice today is going to steal your wig like the monkeys stole my chocolate. It's this. Oh, I can hear one, do you? This is Kungs versus Cooking on Three Burners.
I like the idea of the monkeys, two arms going da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da, like lads on the lash.
Time.
Okay, so that's my choice.
Okay, I've gone for a song which I think will just signal the weekend. I've gone for a monster of a bag.
Oh.
They all run away at that one.
Oh. It is a bit terrifying at start, but this is Prodigy, Warriors Dance. Might be too intense for the monkeys, I don't know.
What are they
doing
now?
I like that one so much, they've all run away.
Oh, wow. I feel actually really sad about that.
That's quite a reaction to like just hearing a bit of a song, isn't it?
It was really, yeah.
So what are we going for, based on that, that was what just happened there?
I think it's got to be the first one,
hasn't
it?
That's me. Thank you, I'll take that. Thanks, monkeys. Oh, I wish they were louder. They've all gone now.
Oh, they're making noise now. Can you hear them yet?
Nah.
I'm starting the song again.
We can, no. Can we not get some monkey sound effects just so we can complete the job?
Next time, fine. That's what we'll do. That's the creative build. All right, good to speak to you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, monkeys.
Hello, this is Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast. Radio 1 Breakfast. This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense from The Breakfast Show. Literally nonsensical.
I went down to the ferry to check it out and there it was, a pasty come across the water.
Gemma, you're on with Calvin!
Hi!
I'm so excited, I'm like about to let myself in work.
Greg James. If it sounds like your thing, then download and subscribe now from the new BBC Sounds app or from wherever you found this podcast.
This girl, Kungs versus Cooking on Three Burners, wins bangers today. The monkeys ran off during the Prodigy clip. Rosie says she definitely didn't have any monkeys with her. I'm not being funny, Rosie. Why would you make that up? You wouldn't make that up. You wouldn't even think of it.
Terence has been on saying, get some animals with some proper music taste.
Next time,
monkeys,
what we'll
haven't do, got a clue.
Next time what we'll do is, in case they don't make any noise, we'll just have this on standby.
This is what I mean. Like, always have the sound effects ready.
Right, because they never do what they're told, do they? If you ask them...
Never work with animals and chill.
Scott Mills.
Last week on Where Do You Think They Were, poor Becca, our listener, had to hear her mum describing exactly how she was made. It went like this.
We snuck upstairs at about 11:45, I think it was.
Oh, what room are you going in?
We went in my grandma's bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
This is not good.
So just set the scene a little bit more. So everyone was downstairs at this house. It was 11:45, so the music must have been going. Yep.
Yeah.
sort of the noise of everyone having a few drinks and the occasional laughter.
My grandma, my granddad, my dad's downstairs.
Yeah. Everyone's panicking about the millennium bug.
Everyone's wondering what's going to happen. Uh-oh. Robbie Williams is on your CD player.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we sneaked into a room and got to it.
This is not okay, by the way, the grandma's bedroom.
I know.
Becca, that's not okay.
No, it's not. It's really not.
It's harsh, but you do get a brilliant birthday shout-out in return. Our listener, Dylan, is about to find out where he was created.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Oh, Chris, here we go again. It's that time of the week.
I'm very excited for it, actually, Scott.
It's time for another listener to find out the details of where they were conceived from one of their parents. But at the end of this gloomy and dark tunnel, there is light. And that is an epic birthday shout-out from some of your favourites on Radio 1. And some pop stars as well. Good afternoon, Dylan.
Hiya, mate. You all right?
Yeah, how's it going? Where are you?
Just finished for the day in Bury in Manchester.
Okay, have you got a birthday coming up?
It was Friday.
Ah, how old were you?
23.
So do you know any detail of when your parents did the deed there?
No. And I was going to say, I don't really want to know, but here we are.
But it's just that birthday shout is so tempting, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what it means. It's too much to lose.
You will never get a national epic birthday mention like that on Radio 1 ever.
Exactly.
It's worth doing it. It's like a couple of minutes. You have to find out the details and then you're done.
It's worth doing. And also, Dylan, remember, and we say this every week, it's the most natural thing in the world. Mm. And if it wasn't for what your parents were up to, we wouldn't have the honour of speaking to you today.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So thank them for their little naughty moments.
That's right. So in a second, Dylan, we're going to be put through to, who is it, your mum?
Yes.
Okay, what's her name?
Paula.
Paula.
Good mum name.
Good mum name, actually. One of the best. And we're going to hear from Paula what she got up to 23 years and 9 months ago next.
Scott Mills.
Hiya.
Are you ready for this, Paula?
Yeah, well ready.
Oh, I like it.
I love it when they're up for it.
So do I.
Not like that. I just mean, like, I love it when they, you know, want to play the game.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. Cue the music. All right, so why don't you tell your 23-year-old son, Dylan, all the detail? Come on, then.
Dylan, me and your dad had a normal day at work. We were having dinner, just chatting, and just at the dinner table, just having our tea.
Oh, lovely. Right. And what do you remember what was for tea?
Just trying spaghetti bolognese, because it's the only thing I can cook.
Lovely. Spaghetti bolognese there. And just set the scene a little bit. Your two ends of the table there, just enjoying your dinner.
Yeah, just chatting about work. He's gossiping about this. Just normal.
Mm-hmm. And do you manage to finish dinner or did
no,
passion take
no.
hold? Okay.
Yeah, just urges got taken over.
Are you right, Dylan?
My goodness.
And, and so I said, chase me up the stairs.
Chase me?
Yeah, because why not? Yeah, because why not?
Right.
Chase me up the stairs.
Have you had a drink, Paula?
No.
It was just the food and...
just seemed right.
It just... The moment
the
seemed
moment.
Right.
So, it was just the moment.
So you were eating the bolognese there and who instigated the chase?
Oh. I did.
Okay.
I said, chase me upstairs.
It's quite forceful, Paula. I quite like... You're like, I'm in control.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I'm sure Dylan is pleased to know that.
So you've gone up the stairs... And
no, I didn't actually get up the stairs.
Oh, here we go.
So we didn't actually quite make it all the way up the stairs. It was like the porch landing.
Dylan, can you picture this?
I'd rather not.
So, you know, we're doing the do.
Oh!
And Dylan's dad called Paul.
Oh, my goodness.
His mother walks in.
Whose mother?
Paul's mother.
Oh, Dylan's dad's mother.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, this is hard to take, Dylan. Even I'm feeling this one today.
Sorry, Paula. Wow. Where does... So is this... Because you're in the porch.
We're in, the porch hallway.
Yeah, so just before the stairs, I'm imagining in my head.
Yeah, because we couldn't do
that. Can you not imagine, please, Chris?
And Dylan's gran has turned up at the...
She's turned up.
Front door.
Yeah, let herself in.
Wow.
Oh, no, she let herself in.
We're shocked. And she went, OK, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
And what did you say to her?
I just kind of lay there with my mouth wide open.
Oh, OK, Paula.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dylan, you all right?
I don't think I can look at my family the right way ever again.
Well, Dylan, if you would have been called a girl, you would have been called Joyce.
Oh, wow.
Because that's his grandma's name.
Oh, yes, and she saw everything.
Well, she was there.
She wanted some credit. She's always said I was there.
After Joyce interrupted proceedings, what happened then?
She swiftly said, I'll be back in 5 minutes, and right. shut the door. Uh-huh. So we kind of got ourselves sorted out, and Dylan's dad then rang his mum and said, do you want a cup of tea, Mum? Are you still here? And she said, I'm in the car.
I think this one is my favourite one yet, actually.
Did you get back to the bolognese afterwards?
Probably.
Hunger.
Dylan, it's done now. How do you feel?
I'm a bit speechless, to be honest.
Oh, God,
I
Dylan.
I don't actually think I can look at my family ever again.
Dylan, your gran watched.
Yeah.
Grandma Joyce was actually there, Dylan.
Oh.
It gives a whole new meaning to you. You know the Shaggy song, It Wasn't Me?
Yeah.
Being caught. That's all I've got in my head. It wasn't me. When Joyce comes in.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Listen, thanks so much, Paula, for being so honest there.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
You just sent your son an epic birthday shout-out on Radio 1, and that's next.
Woohoo!
Scott Mills.
Martin Solvig, Enna Rolston and Places on Radio 1. Ed in Newmarket says, hands down, the best bit of Radio 1 this year. Poor Dylan, but love Paula. So Cringe My Teeth Hurt, says Eddie. Lee Gower says, cringe, everyone's worst nightmare, but what a great feature on the radio. He'll never look at any stairs the same way again. That's from Will. Dylan, do you remember anything that your mum just said?
I'm trying to forget about it and fast.
Okay, well, she told your dad to chase her up the stairs, but they didn't get that far.
No, it's more a porch landing situation.
I don't think they made the first step, did they?
No.
By the sounds of it.
No, I mean, passion took hold there and...
You're a porch baby.
Yeah.
Am I Harry Potter then?
No, he was under the stairs, wasn't he?
Oh, under the stairs, that's...
Scott, am I Harry Potter? Oh. Yeah, and then Joyce walks in.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to ever be able to see my grandma again.
Well, so your gran knows, your mum just said.
It's like a family secret. It's been passed down. You'll be legend.
How has it took 23 years for me to find this out?
Because you didn't want to know?
Well, yeah.
Dylan.
Yes.
You've really earned this. Are you ready for your epic Radio 1 birthday shout-out?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Hi Dylan, it's Alice Levine. So, a bit awkward. I heard what happened in the porch with your mum Paula and your dad Paul, and obviously you were the result. Not only did I hear it, but so did the rest of the nation. So, I hope it was all worth it. Happy birthday!
Dylan, it's Jordan North here. Conceived in a porch in Bury. What an entrance to the world. I don't know how you sat through that, to be honest. But look, mate, happy birthday. I hope it was worth it.
Hey, this is Dan from Bastille. I am so sorry you just had to hear that. Nobody needs to know that information ever, ever in their lives. It's just, you know, it happened before you were around. It just shouldn't be part of your, you know, shouldn't be part of what goes on in your head. Anyway, sorry. Happy birthday, though. Have a wicked one.
How was that, Dylan?
Oh, my God. That was brilliant.
All your favourites there in one message, eh?
Hello.
Normally it'd just be a quick happy birthday, like on your local radio station. They don't get better than that, you know?
Well, Radio 1 special.
Scott Mills.
We're getting so many messages. Avicii is so missed. That is Tim Berg. Avicii, Seek Romance on Radio 1. Josh in Southampton saying, what a tune. Grace saying, so good to hear that.
One of the best songs ever, that.
I bet so many people turned that up. Earlier on the show, Dylan found out where he was made all those years ago, 23 years ago. His mum told us the story. It was on the porch landing. Matthew, you heard Dylan's story, didn't you, earlier on? Where do you think they were?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
But you want to know more?
Yeah, I think all of us do, the whole nation. We want to hear from Joyce.
Joyce.
Joyce was there at the time. She kind of walked in on the mum and dad there. What do you think? She's got more to say on the subject, do you?
Yeah, definitely. There's a chapter two to her story.
I'll tell you what, this is perfect for you, Chris. You know, because we don't have a show on Friday, Chris does an extra podcast. You can get it where you normally get the Scott Mills Daily from. And we do loads of like follow-ups on all the stories on the show. So download that and you could maybe speak to Joyce.
Yeah, we'll try to get hold of Joyce maybe. Good idea.
Download that tomorrow, Matthew, all right?
Definitely, I will.
Scott Mills.
Every now and again, Chris likes to remind us that we are indeed running out of music. Some songs do sound incredibly similar to old songs. But they're not copying, it's just there's only a certain amount of notes and melodies that can go round.
Oh yeah, it's not their fault. Yeah, we're going to run out of a combination of notes eventually.
Do you remember this song, The Sights, Enter Shikari? sounds like. Everyone loves Magical Trevor. Magical Trevor off the internet back in the day. Ever so clever, look at him now, disappearing. Ow. We'd like to do some more of this, so if you have songs that do sound the same, you've noticed, think of doing it early next week, another round of running out of music. Let me know what you think. Just by coincidence, do sound quite similar to each other. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Scott Mills. We are back on Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and we're looking for some more examples of running out of music. Is there a current song that sounds quite a lot like an old one? Get in touch with us, tell us what it is, leave your name and number, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And don't forget to rate this podcast and tell your friends.